Are you ready?
You look different.
Chavod. Chavod Naga.
Rabbi was ready for Naga.
Need permission.
Okay.
Shabbat. It's called Shabbat Parshat HaChodesh. We're going to take three Torahs out, Bezrat Hashem. The first one, we're going to read six in Parashat HaShavua. Hashlim, number seven, is Rosh Chodesh. Maftir is called Parashat HaChodesh. It's from Sefer Shmot, Parashat Bo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and Aaron. Told them, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Rishonim Lachem Lechodshei HaShana. Hashem to Moshe and Aaron. It's not known exactly what was before, but sounds like in time of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and until that moment, Rosh Hashanah, like for us, is the end of the year. Rosh Hashanah was the end of the year. And here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he tells Moshe and Aaron, they should know Nisan is Rosh Hashanah. I really don't need any more Rosh Hashanah. Actually, the Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah said Arba Rosh Hashanim, that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah. This is according to this what we're going to read, Parashat HaChodesh, that actually this is the first mitzvah that we got as a nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose it. Not only is the first mitzvah, the Gemara said the Torah should have started from this paragraph, from this chapter. Don't say the chapter, the Goyim made the chapters in the Torah. Chapters mean nothing. But that paragraph that Hashem talks to Moshe and Aaron and tells them this month is Rosh Hashanah should have started the Torah. And the reason why Hashem started the Torah from Bereshit, the Gemara says, is because Hashem wanted to show everybody that He owns the world, and if He wants, He takes it away from some nations and give it to Am Yisrael. So that's how powerful this paragraph is. So again, it's the first mitzvah that we got as a nation, is Rosh Chodesh. And the first mitzvah we got, it means Nisan is not only Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Hashanah. So what do I need for? I don't need it. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Why do you need to have another Rosh Hashanah? It's not necessary. And why this is so important, should be the first mitzvah. And why it's so important that Hashem, the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Gemara said that Hashem should have started the Torah with this mitzvah. What's significant about it? The Ari said, you should know, there are four parashiyot. First was Parashat Shkalim. It's connected Yud of Hashem. Hashem's name is Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei, four letters. So Parashat Shkalim is the letter Yud, and Parashat Zachor was letter Vav. Hey, I'm sorry, and Parashat Parah was letter Vav. And this is Hey. The last Hey of Hashem's name, Yud Kivav, is called Malchut. It means when you hear the paragraph that we can talk about Parashat HaChodesh, that paragraph gives us an energy to accept the Malchut of Hashem. That's what Ari says. So they have the Kavana, simple Kavana. But again, what does Hashem want from me? What's so important about this Rosh Chodesh, this Parashat HaChodesh? Why this Parashat HaChodesh is going to give us the energy of Malchut? On Pesach, the crucial paragraph in the Leila Seder, Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer, Rabbi Gamliel said, if somebody did not say that paragraph, did not fulfill the mitzvah of Haggadah, or did not fulfill even the mitzvah of Matzah, Maror, and Talmud Hamikdash Pesach. And he has to say, you have to say that statement. Last week, the lecture was about Pesach. I asked somebody to transfer it to the site. He didn't transfer to the site?
I didn't check.
And this week is Pesach, is Matzah. That's what Shulchan Aruch says, and we have to say, that says the Mishnah, Matzah zu shanu ochlim al shuma people should hold the matzah in the right hand. It says matzah zu, this matzah. Why are we eating it on the night of Pesach? Mishum, because to say those words. Shelo yispik betzekam shel amotinu lachmitz, the dose of our fathers did not reach the state of becoming chametz. The way Hashem created this world, if you mix flour with water, after 18 minutes, it becomes like soury, becomes chametz. So our fathers left Egypt, and they took over the leftover dough, where they made matzot for themselves on the night of Pesach. And that dough that took out, it was hours, many hours later, by the time we left. Still, the dough never says, lo yispik, doesn't say did not become. It says did not reach, so called, to become chametz. עד שנגלה למלך מלכי המלכים, מטיל הקדוש ברוך הוא, reveal themselves. שנאמר, זה התורה. עם ישראל took the dough, העפו את הבצק אשר הוציאו ממצרים עוגות מצות כלא חמץ, ובקט את, if they baked it, or the sun baked it, עוגות מצות, cakes of matzah, כלא חמץ. כי גורשו ממצרים, because Egyptians chased us out of Egypt, לא יכלו להתמהמה, we could not delay it, or detain staying in Egypt. We did not prepare any lunch bags to take along with us. So therefore, you have to hold it in matzah in your hand and say a statement. You have to know it. So let us say, why have matzah? I said, I have matzah because we took some dough out of Egypt and Hashem revealed himself because that dough never became chametz. So what this has to do with me, let us say that this is the outside of the miracle. What is the miracle? There's many more miracles, and it sounds like much bigger than that. Much bigger than that. But Hashem, I don't know if Hashem really wants me to remember miracles. I don't know if Hashem really wants it. But Rambam writes in this commentary, miracles means nothing. A person gets excited from a miracle and forgets it. Rambam writes in his commentary, there's no proof of anything. Besides Mamad al Sinai, Hashem gave us the Torah. The miracles don't have any effect on the person. As if a person sees a miracle, 5 minutes later, he forgets it. It doesn't matter. So Hashem is going to make me that I should have a matzah to remember that we took dough out of Egypt. Why don't we do something for splitting Yom Suf? It's a much bigger miracle. Much bigger miracle. What is this all about? If it's so big deal, so was the miracle. So the dough did not become chametz. Okay, so. Okay. Not only that, the holiday is called Chag HaMatzot. In the Torah, they don't call it Chag HaPesach. The Torah says Chag HaMatzot. It says, the holiday of the Matzot. What is the Matzot? What's so great about Matzot? I mean, it's not so important. But if I would have given a name to this holiday, I would say this is an independence day, or the freedom. This is the biggest thing. We were slaves and we came out. So you call this Chag HaMatzot, and it's Tefillah, it's Chag HaMatzot, and Kiddush Chag HaMatzot. The Torah itself calls it Chag HaMatzot. What's Matzot? What's Matzot? Big deal. So what? It did not become Chametz. So what? It didn't become Chametz. There's nothing. It's hard to believe that Hashem wants me to have matzah, and Hashem said, listen, if you can have any piece of bread, it's karet. It's a little bit strange. I mean, okay, Hashem can do anything. But just on the surface, Hashem wants me to have matzah, and not chametz. I says, why? I says, that's because we do cut the dough, and the dough does not become chametz. Okay, so. But in the meantime, I ate a piece of chametz. The Torah says, you know, eat chametz, you're going to die, and your neshama will vaporize. And your children's neshama will vaporize as well. Nothing would be left from you. This is why. Because you ate chametz. This is why I'm not allowed to have chametz. Because I had matzah. Why did you have matzah? Because Hashem made a miracle. So because Hashem made me a miracle, I should not have chametz, and that dough did not become chametz. Hashem is so upset at me that if I'll have a piece of pita on Pesach, I'm done. Why am I done? Why am I done? Also, I have to understand what is this 7 days that Hashem decided Pesach to be 7 days. Why 7 days? You can say, you know, the first day, I understand. You know, we came out of Egypt. Okay, fine. Then we just walked to Yom Suf. It was nothing to be proud of. The seventh day, we got to Yom Suf. Hashem made a miracle. Okay, so you can have 2 holidays. The first day and the last day. No, Torah says 7 days. Pesach 7 days. Why 7 days? You don't need to do seven. There's no seven over here. Chol HaMoed, I mean, between the 2 days that really, that miracle happened, the first day we left Egypt, and the seventh day that Hashem split Yom Suf, in between was nothing. The opposite, the Torah describes that Am Yisrael complained. Before we went to Yom Suf, Am Yisrael wanted to go back to Egypt. Am Yisrael said they want to fight. I said, why Pesach 7 days? The other mitzvah that we have, it's also a very strange mitzvah, if we say those words, is mitzvah, Sipur Tziat Mitzvah, special mitzvah. Hashem wants us to speak about coming out of Egypt, not of Pesach. And we read in the Haggadah, it's a Gemara. Afilu kolanu chachamim, kolanu nevunim, kolanu the Torah. And you're smart, and you understand, and you know the whole Torah. Mitzvah, alenu nesapir tziat mitzrayim. The mitzvah. Okay. How much? Kol ha-laila. The whole night. V'chol ha-marbe lesapir tziat mitzrayim, azim shivach. The more you talk, you more being praised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem loves it. It's a bit hard to understand. The Gemara would bring the Haggadah bring the Gemara. Ma'asi. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tarfon, in between Bnei Brak. Rabbi Akiva. They knew the whole Torah, the Gemara says, better than Moshe Rabbeinu. Reached gate 50 of wisdom of Bina. Moshe only reached 49. Of course, Rabbi Akiva is recognition of Moshe. Also lived 120 years exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu. But still, that person said the whole night to Rabbi Lezer HaGadol, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Tarfon Bnei Brak, Chof Chazonish, and they're talking about coming out of Egypt. What can you talk about already? How many years? Rabbi Akiva until age 100 was free. Then he was in jail 20 years, 220. Then they killed him, 120, Machshim Ami Romans. 20 years he was in jail. So I'm 100 years old, Rabbi Akiva. He knows the whole Torah by heart. He knows everything, the old Shas, everything, Kabbalah, everything. The Gemara says he was sitting the whole night together with Rabbi Lezer HaGadol, his Rebbe, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Tarfon, and they're talking about what can you talk about already? How many times you should talk about it? And Hashem wants me to sit down and talk the whole night. About what? It's boring already. How many times? And if you look at the Chachamim, tell your son, it comes out of school. Understand? Okay, fine. You got to live in Chazem Mitzvah. Okay, fine. But I have to, I'm Rabbi Akiva, I should sit the whole night for what? Better off, I learn Gemara, you know? Rabbi Kama, Zvachim, I learn Gemara. No. We got to talk. Until when? The whole night is a Mitzvah. Rabbi Briskin, Yerushalayim used to say, people stay up Shavuot, people stay up Hoshana Rabbah, people stay up Purim. They say, this is just a custom. It doesn't say in the halacha that you do it. It's nice to be up. He used to say, but the night of Pesach, it says it's a mitzvah to stay up all night. But then people don't stay. Of course, after you drink 4 cups of wine, at least, so you can stay up. But if this person should know, the night of Pesach is a mitzvah to stay up the whole night and talk about it. Hashem expects me. So Hashem expects me to stay up the whole night and talk about what? Something that I know and I did and so many years I repeated it and Hashem wants me to do it. Very strange. Very strange. Very strange. Come Chachamim and say like this. Who HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world in 7 days. In 7 days. Says, of course, Hashem could have created the whole world in one set, in split second. So Sunday he made the light, and Monday he made a divider, and Tuesday he made earth showed up, and fruits, and grass, and Wednesday, sun and moon, Thursday, birds and some animals, Friday, fish, and mankind. But Hashem could have made the whole thing in the one split second. But what's really behind it? Why did Hashem create those things in different days? That's a secret. Maybe another time. But why did Hashem the first hour, Hashem should have been made the light, the second hour the divider, the third hour, in one day. He did the whole thing in one day. What did Hashem want? Why did Hashem write it in the Torah? What's the secret behind it? The Zohar says, the Aris says like this, look. Hashem, he could have done whatever he wanted, but he wanted us to know something about him. Likewise, we read last week parasha that after the Mishkan was finished, the Torah says the end of the seventh Shemot, Re'achol Moshe. Moshe could not enter the Mishkan. Could not enter. The same episode says Sefer Melachim and Shlomo Bil Bet HaMikdash, and Yom Bet HaMikdash, the Kohanim could not enter Bet HaMikdash. Because the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strong that a person can die instantly on the spot. Was a guy in Muncie, his name was Bernstein. He used to work for the OU. He was one of the top people of the OU. The Coca-Cola found out one day that the Jewish power of buying is so strong for Pesach. He wanted to make Coca-Cola kosher for Pesach. But no one knows exactly how to make Coca-Cola. So we not reveal it to nobody. So they went to the OU and they told the OU they're willing to put in a room all the ingredients how to make Coca-Cola, but they have some more things. And they're willing that somebody from the OU should come and check all the ingredients. And if he will say yes, then they put kosher Pesach. And the OU send this guy, Rabbi Bernstein from Muncie, to Coca-Cola, one of the Coca-Cola's plant. In one of the rooms, they had all the ingredients over there, plus some extra, because Coca-Cola did not want, you know, they were afraid, but they did trust all you, they did trust Rabbi Bernstein. And they trust him so much, that in Lebrak, Ravlando, that was very strict. When he heard it, he said, if this Rabbi Bernstein, all you said, they saw the ingredients of Coca-Cola, so they put a chesher of Lando on the Coca-Cola in Israel. It's a very big thing in Israel because they're very strict. This Rabbi Bernstein didn't feel well one day, took him to the hospital. In the hospital, he got out of bed to go to the bathroom. He told his wife, what is this light over here? And he fell down dead. He said he came before they give the Neshama back. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes. Kadosh Baruch Hu is massive. Light, energy. And then the Torah says that Moshe could not go into the Mishkan. The Kohanim could not go into Bet HaMikdash. You cannot enter it. There's so much light, you die. That's actually what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, can I see you? Hashem said, if you didn't see me, you're going to die. You can't see it. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted something to show us. So it says the Zohar, so the Gemara says the same thing. The first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light. The Gemara says, what is this light? It means like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called squeezed himself through a funnel, to a little tunnel, and he's coming down. He's coming down. And actually, Hashem wanted to come all the way down, so he's coming down. It's not that Hashem just created this world as a showcase, or an entity that he's going to be up, is going to look. No, he said, I'm creating this world, I'm coming down. So Hashem first made the light. What it means is, Hashem squeezed his light and made this little horn of a light coming down. This was Sunday. Again, Hashem could have continued to do the whole thing. But Hashem wanted us to learn something. He said, okay, Monday, Hashem decided, I'm going to make divine rakia. Tuesday, earth will be shown up. Wednesday, the sun and the moon. Thursday, birth, Friday, mankind. Mankind will be on the floor. And Hashem injected into Adam Rishon already the wisdom that when he gets up, this is the only person on the universe, he understands, he understood everything. And soon, this today is the 6 days, and Hashem put it, you know, like he put a software into hardware, into computer. So Hashem put everything in Adam Rishon's head, and he said, Sunday Hashem made the light, and then, okay, fine. And then Adam Rishon taught it later to Shet and to Hanoch. So then, let me know the story that Adam Rishon created, Baseri Sarach. It says 10 hours of the day he ate from the tree. So I read the Torah. It says, okay, fine. So what did Hashem, when we say test, what did he test? What did Hashem expect? The Gemara says, Chachamim said, look, it's not the same. Hashem doesn't care less. You drive on Shabbat, you eat not kosher food, you don't put tefillin, it's nothing. It's nothing. Hashem is a careless. Yeah, they care. Hashem cares for one thing. So Moshe Rabbeinu, before he dies, he tells Am Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Dorosh Mimach, Ki Merat Hashem Elokecha. You know? Your problem in life is not that you don't obey the mitzvot. No, obey the mitzvot is a consequence that you have no fear of God. That's your problem in life. Yirat Shamayim. You don't know who is this Melech Malachim Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is this entity. The way you dress, the way you walk, the way you talk, it says you have to be scared of this entity. If you're scared, you're never going to do anything bad. That's Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh. Before he died, his students asked him, give us a bracha, and I want to give you a bracha. I said, okay, you think you're going to say Parnasa Tova, Chaim Tovi, Marukim, this, Nachat, children, buy yourself a new Mercedes. He said, no. He said, I give you one bracha. I said, what? He said, Yiratzon. שיהיה מורה שמיים עליכם כמורה בשר ודם. I hope that you have fear of Hashem like you have fear of people, like from a policeman. And the Talmid asked, that's not a bracha. He said, that's all bracha, I said to them. Because if you have that, you'll never do something against Hashem. And here comes the Gemara and says, the 2.5 years, Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel had a convention. Is it good Hashem created us, or better not? And they came to the conclusion, should not have been created. It's not worth it to do one thing against the Creator. And now that Hashem created us, all day long we have to think, should we do it? Should not do it? Is it right or is it wrong? But what is really the scale? The scale is that we have Yirat Shamayim, if we have fear of Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech says it's a Kohelet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person in order that the person should have fear of Hashem, then you guarantee that nothing will happen to you. The problem is not that you did not do or did something wrong. No. That means you have no fear. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu Chachamim say, he made the creation this way. He made the first day light, and this. Adam Rishon says, okay, now. Adam Rishon got up, he says, wow. He says, Rambam, look, if you really serious person, just go outside, says the Rambam in his commentary. And you have Yirat HaKavod, it's not fear of a punishment. That's worthless. That's worthless. You have to have fear of respect. A giant. When you see a giant, you're not afraid of the giant, he's going to hit you. He says, look, get scared. He says, like Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, I cannot go into the Mishkan, I can. You come to Beit HaKnesset. He says, Gilu Birada, he says, the person has to have fear when you come to Beit HaKnesset. If he doesn't have fear, then there's no Beit HaKnesset. It's nothing. Shekhinah is not in Beit HaKnesset. You have to feel something. Before you walk in, you say, you have to feel something. It's something else. I don't know what it is. I'm afraid. This is called Yirat HaKavod. It's not Yirat HaOnesh. It's not fear of punishment. It's fear of greatness. You see somebody so big. Says the Gemara, this what Moshe Rabbeinu told Am Yisrael before he died. Hashem wants you only to have fear. If Adam Rishon would have had fear of Hashem, he would not have eaten from the tree. So the whole building collapsed when he ate, not because he ate from the tree. It means nothing. Hashem doesn't care less if he ate from the tree. Hashem cares if you're not afraid of me. It means that the whole creation, you don't understand who is Borei Olam, you don't understand. It's a secret why Hashem wants me to be afraid, so-called, but This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. And that's the reason for the creation. So what happened was that actually Hashem went down 7 steps. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday Hashem came down, almost. And Hashem came really down Shabbat completely. Hashem came down. And after Adam Hashem ate from the tree, so Sunday Hashem already went up one flight. When Cain killed Hevel, Hashem went up another flight. And then was Dora Enosh, did Avodah Zarah, another flight. Then Dora Mabul, another flight. Then Dora Flaga, another flight. There was none of that. The Egyptians, the way they behaved, Hashem was all the way upstairs. Says the Gemara, they came Avraham Avinu and so called took HaKadosh Baruch Hu again down one step. And Yitzhak one step, and Yaakov one step, until Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mishkan, this is what the Mishkan is all about, that Hashem came back all the way down, 7 steps down. So how do you know what is the job that Avraham Avinu was able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down? Says, so, yeah, Nasat Orchim. Test number 10. What's test number 10? Take your son. So after Akedat Yitzchak, an angel says from Shemayim to Avraham Avinu, Atayadati kiere Elokim ata. Finish. You accomplish. Now Hashem is going to come back. Hashem is all the way up. Is he going to go downstairs? He says, why is it going to go downstairs? Because finally there's a person, says the Gemara, is fear of Hashem. Says the Gemara, until Avraham Avinu, nobody had fear of Hashem, of Yirat Kavod, fear of respect. The accomplishment of Akedat Yitzchak is not, Avraham is ready to slaughter Yitzchak. No. An angel tells him, Hashem says, Atayati, now I know your fear of Hashem. If you listen to me, and it was against all your theory, that God doesn't want any children being slaughtered, and he promised me Yitzchak, that Yitzchak will have children, and I'm going to slaughter Yitzchak. And says, the angel said, now you achieve this creation. Says the Gemara, the world was created because of Avraham. Why Avraham? What do you know about Avraham? Nothing. He really came. That's it. As the Gemara says, That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Hashem only wants from you one thing, Yirat Shamayim. And really, this is in the paragraph. This parashat Ayira, I find it in Sidurim after Shacharit. Some Sidurim have it. This is in Sefer Dvarim. And when you read it, Moshe talks about it. Moshe said, "And you remember what happened in Egypt? Remember what happened? Remember what happened? Remember what happened? Torah, remember. What are you trying to tell me?" I'm trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. You should acquire fear. That's it. So the whole coming out of Egypt, and the whole Ten Makot, and the whole thing what Hashem does, and what we'll do is going to put the Egyptians in the water, millions of Egyptians, is only for you to acquire, to have fear of Hashem. See how great he is? You should have Morah Rabach Kemorah Shamayim. The Mishnah says, you know what? Hashem wants you to believe in Moshe. He says, why? Why have to believe in Moshe? Because you have to be scared of Moshe. If you're scared of Moshe, you're going to be scared of Hashem. Morah Rabach Kemorah Shamayim. My rabbi is my friend. He's not your rabbi. You need to have a rabbi to be scared of him. Because that is going to show you how much you have to be scared from Borei Olam, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Mishnah says. And that's what Hashem says in the Torah. Ve'aminu b'Hashem u'Moshe avdo. If people got believe, what do you mean believe in Hashem? They say, look, when Hashem did such a thing, they have emunah. Why do you have emunah? Because they have fear of respect, not fear of punishment. So that's the whole purpose of the Torah. And we say, look, come Pesach night, Hashem wants to achieve something. He wants to achieve something that he tried, and if we say he didn't accomplish it. I said, look what happened. Rosh Hashanah, mankind was created. It was Tishrei. On the surface. And look what happened. Adam Rishon was not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He ate from the tree. So the building collapsed. And Hashem started to go up. And he went all the way up. Came Avraham Avinu and started to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu down 7 steps. Again. So what happened? We did the golden calf. Again HaKadosh Baruch Hu went up. Then became Beit HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech. Again HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down. Then Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Again HaKadosh Baruch Hu went up. He never came back again. He never came back to the second Beit HaMikdash. Every Pesach, says the Gemara, says the Zohar, Hashem is trying to do it. Hashem is trying to do in one night the accomplishment of 7 days of creation. Says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you. So wherever there's time, it says every morning Kadeshli, the paragraph Kadeshli, says the Gemara, look, in Kadeshli you read it, and the sentence says that it is Shivat Yamim Tochal Matzot, 6, 7 days eat Matzot.
Okay.
The following sentence starts like this, Matzot Yachel Et Shivat Yamim. You just told me to eat Matzot, and I said something like this, no. And I tell you, Matzot should be eaten. It's a different language now. But the Torah says, Et Shivat Hayamim. The 7 of those days. Those days? What do you mean those days? Usually it says, 7 days you eat Matzot. It doesn't say that. If you read it in the paragraph tomorrow, you say, Akadeshni, look. It says, Matzot Yachel should be eaten 7 of those days. What do you mean those? Which were those? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. Those days mean the 7 days of creation. When you eat the matzah, you rewind yourself all the way to creation before Adam Rishon is from the tree. It means, Hashem said, listen, talk about what happened in Egypt. He said, listen, I know the story. You don't understand. When you're going to say the stories over and over and over, and you're going to say the Ten Makot, the Tzachadash Be'achav, and you're going to say what happened, and you're going to say how Hashem did it, and what Hashem does, and these things, you have a fear of respect. You're going to acquire right now, at Neil HaSeder, this special night, that Hashem is going to penetrate inside you, to inject inside you, fear of respect. Then you're not going to do no sins. Let me tell you something. The first sin that was done in this world was on Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. Here Hashem said to Moshe, listen, I want to tell you something. I'm going to make you know Rosh Hashanah now. This Rosh Hashanah is different. It's not Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. In this Rosh Hashanah, Nisan, in this month now, you can open the Mishkan on Rosh Hashanah. You open the Mishkan. It says, until Pesach, those days that you behave, that you come to Leil HaSeder, you can feel inside you fear of respect of Hashem. You can feel Hashem. You can feel Hashem that on the night of Seder, you can run through 7 steps all the way down to bring Hashem down. It says, the purpose of eating Matzah is from Chag HaMatzot. What's Chag HaMatzot? What is this Matzah? It doesn't say. Matzah has tremendous power, says the Zohar. The matzah that you eat, as Gemara says, you're not allowed to have matzah before Pesach, the day before Pesach. And so what's the problem exactly? What's the problem? Why I cannot have? Why? I can have cheesecake before Shavuot? What's the problem? What's the problem exactly? And says, I tell you what it is. This matzah has a tremendous power, but on the right time. You eat it before you ruin the whole thing. So Adam HaRishon ate before the time. The Zohar says Adam HaRishon should not have eaten from the tree until Friday night. Then, that Friday night, he would have accomplished the redemption. He didn't. So he comes to Hashem and says, look, I give you the night of Pesach. It's called Chag HaMatzot. Hold the matzah in your hand. He says, look, what is this? I says, I eat the matzah. I said, you know, I eat the matzah. I tell you what I eat the matzah. Because when we left Egypt, we had dough. And we had dough. And really a dough, after 18 minutes becomes chametz. It didn't become. But you know what the language you say? You say, lo yispik betzakam. As you should know, the night of Pesach is a race, so-called, between the Satan and Hashem. Like it was on the first Rosh Hashanah. Hashem created Adam HaRishon, and the Satan came and tapped and Chava to eat from the tree, and Adam HaRishon, the whole building collapsed. So we came out of Egypt. The Satan, the Gemara says, the Satan came to Hashem and said, don't take them out. Why are you taking them out? Why are you taking them out? They didn't do it. The Zohar, the Chametz is the son of the Yetzirah. So by the Chametz not becoming, by the door not becoming Chametz, it means Hashem was winning. Why? Because it's the next Rosh Hashanah. It's a new Rosh Hashanah. It's a new time that Hashem designated for redemption but should be a miniature creation. The same Hashem created this world, so-called in seven steps. You can have all those seven steps the night of Leil HaSedar. Okay? Matzlechen et shivat hayamim, those days. So in order to have it, Hashem said, listen, first before you eat the matzah, I need you to say the Haggadah. Say Haggadah, 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 Haggadah. Say, why have to say Haggadah? I don't understand. By saying the Haggadah, you acquire inside. You say, wow, this is Hashem. Wow, 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 wow. I said, okay, now I want to keep it. I don't want this to vaporize. Like Adam Rishon, he stood up and he said, wow, to Hashem. And then he ate from the tree. And 5 minutes later, the whole thing is finished. He says, the matzah is energy, is a power. To keep that fear, that the Zohar says, if you watch the matzah very much and you watch yourself, you're not going to do no sin, the holy, and no sins. This is why, because you have the matzah. Because the matzah gives you the energy to keep the fear of Hashem. If you have a fear of Hashem, you're not going to do a sin. Our problem is, we don't fear. Adam Rishon, if he would have had a fear of Hashem, he would not have eaten. So Pesach was called Chag HaMatzot. This is the holiday of the Matzot. It's Matzot. This is called Parashat HaChodesh. It's Bari. You read this week's parasha. It's the letter Hey, the Malchut. It says you acquire the last letter of Yud Kevavke. It's called Malchut. It means all Malchut Shamayim. But you say the instruction, the direction that you have to go to Pesach is not how is Pesach, how did I say that? Very good. What time we had? Very good. What time we finished? Said very good. Very good means that you acquire inside yourself the fear of Hashem. That you will not be able to do any sin after Pesach. That was the purpose of Pesach. And that's what the Zohar says. And that's what Mitzvah Yisrael said. The redemption can happen night of Pesach. Every year. And I says, why? What is this? Well, says, Mashiach can come any day. But it's coming out of exile. And real redemption can be only the night of Pesach. What's the problem? Because the night of Pesach, we are clean from all the sins, and Hashem so-called let us have something that is going to prevent us from falling into a pit again, like Adam Rishon. So this is called the night of redemption. So this is called Chag HaMatzot. For this Hashem gave us this mitzvot. Agadah Shel Pesach, you have to say it carefully. So Gamliel, I said to say the Agadah. So I know the story already. I know. You don't understand. By saying it, even Rabbi Akiva had to say it all night. Until the morning, until Achavot Amidem Oli Gizmash Shacharit, until the morning. Rabbi Akiva, what do you have to say? It's not what you say. It's like you say Tehillim. You don't understand. You don't have to say what it is. What's it? By saying those miracles, as Moshe Rabbeinu said, you acquire the fear. And then you tell the matzah, said, no, this is my antibiotics against the Satan that put Adam HaRishon into pit because he ate something wrong. I'm going to eat something. And that's something matzah, the numerical value of matzah is 135, three times Geula. Geula is 45. That's Hashem's name, Geula, Yud Kei Vav Kei Menui. Hey, Aleph. And says, this is the power of the matzah. It's not a joke matzah. So the Zohar says, the matzah that you eat, you should have this kavana. And that's what Zohar says, if you have that kavana, on midnight you hear the shofar of Rabbi Menachem.